Singer Billy Eckstine died Monday at age 78. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says the baritone with the bedroom voice will go down in jazz and pop history for a few achievements: as a patron of the fledgling bebop movement in the 1940s, as a sex symbol in post-war America, and as a role model for other singers, especially jazz baritones.
Jelly, 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 jelly stays on my mind. Jelly, 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 jelly stays on my mind. Jelly roll killed my pappy, it run my mammy stone blind.
That's Billy Eckstine with the Earl Hines Orchestra in 1940. His career as one of the facilitators of bebop began when he was in Hines's band. Eckstine was a friend of the Young Boppers, who'd been developing their music mostly in private, and he got Hines to hire Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, and Sarah Vaughan. That band is often called the incubator of bebop. When Eckstine left Hines to start his own big band in 1944, the modern players went with him, and Gillespie became his music director.
Jump, jump your rhythm with a riff. Any kind of music, it's a lift. Bada, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-
Boppers played fast tunes fast and ballads slow, and it was on slow tunes Eckstein really came into his own. On blues and rhythm tunes, he gravitated toward the upper part of his vocal range, like a tenor. But for ballads, he cultivated a sexy bass baritone, a voice like a man rolling over in bed. This is from the song That's All, 1958.
There are those, I am sure, who have told you they would give you the world for a toy. All I have are these arms to enfold you, and oh, love, time can never destroy.
Like Duke Ellington, Eckstein was an artist who comported himself impeccably and still reeked of sex. And like some other sex symbols of the 40s and 50s, Eckstein had mannerisms that were easy to spoof and easy to diffuse through caricature. The exaggerated way he shaped his vowels got his sound and likeness into a few cartoons. This is the real Eckstein.
I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamps down low, to see the light.
Some Eckstein imitators are easy to spot by their heavy bedside manner and vowels like stifled yawns. This is bebop singer Earl Coleman, 1956.
Do you recall the old days? We used to have a ball. It's not that I'm lonesome without you. I just thought I'd make a social call.
Other jazz baritones like Johnny Hartman, Lou Rawls, and Arthur Prysock took Eckstein's velvet delivery as a starting point. In his own way, so did Johnny Mathis. Through popularizers like these, Eckstein's sound still thrives on theater stages and in nightclubs, in shower stalls, beer commercials, and Holiday Inn lounges. Over 5 decades, he's influenced lots of singers who've never heard his name.
Evening, summer breeze, warbling of the meadowlark, moonlight in Vermont, you and I and moonlight in Vermont.
Billy Eckstine was well-liked by other musicians and had a charmingly urbane stage manner, but he came up in a tough business environment. When Earl Hines hired him in 1939, the bandleader had to get Ralph Capone's permission to pull Eckstine out of a Chicago nightclub. Eckstine eventually left Hines' band when the indignities he had to put up with traveling in the South became too much to stomach. A few years after the breakup of his bebop band, in which Sarah Vaughan also sang, Eckstine told an interviewer, "I never would find Sarah if she was late. I'd turn her over my knee and whip her ass. She wouldn't often be late after that." Eckstine came up with brutality all around him, but he kept his art protected somehow. It had an elegance that rotten experience couldn't crack. That's one reason other singers want to be Billy Eckstine, and one reason he's so compelling to listen to.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz critic and record annotator in New York. I'm Terry Gross.